Proverbs every single day. Episode, what is this, 304? 304. Going through Proverbs 29 today. And maybe I should pray for you and myself. Father God, thank you for another day. Thank you for all the blessings that you've given us and all the ways in which you enrich our lives through your wisdom. Father, today I ask that you would grant us that understanding as we, it's a struggle, Father. We constantly are challenged with things going on in the world, our own past, our own perspectives. And sometimes it's hard to challenge us, Father. So we ask you for your patience, but also for your granting us understanding of how to apply this to our lives. So, Father, we do ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Time for that intro thing, which will be changed soon, I think, if I can find the time to make it happen. But I'll probably keep this tune because, come on. Got to start your day like this. It's time for Proverbs every day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month a whole new look, different version of the book. Reading the whole chapter each calendar day. Proverbs every day. Proverbs every day. All right, diving right on in. Proverbs 29, reading from the New Living Translation. Because it's new. I don't know if there was an old Living Translation. I'm not sure that there was, actually. Maybe there was. I'm not aware of these things. Help us out, Tyndale. Where are we at? Whoever stubbornly refuses to accept criticism will suddenly be destroyed beyond recovery. I don't know why I'm trying to talk so fast today. Just to slow down. The caffeine, I guess. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan. The man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but if he hangs around with prostitutes, his wealth is wasted. I really can't imagine hanging around with prostitutes, but okay. Just as a king gives stability to his nation, one who demands bribes destroys it. Demands bribes. So we have yet another aspect of the bribery thing, right? So we now have good bribes, bad bribes, and bribes that are demanded. But we know that one who demands these bribes is destroying the nation. The funny thing about this is if this was Solomon saying this, he never needed bribes. It just wasn't a thing that he needed. Like we have stories like the Queen of Sheba coming and wanting to learn from him and just bringing massive amounts of wealth in order to invest in that. So he never needed to demand anything. So I think there might be a lesson in that. Add value, and it'll create value. So something I'm hoping that this is a seed I'm sowing today for you and for me. Verse 5, to flatter friends is to lay a trap for their feet. Very true. Evil people are trapped by sin, but the righteous escape shouting for joy. Hmm. This is gorgeous. I love this. This is a hallelujah, grace like rain kind of a moment. If this doesn't make you happy and want to jump around, I don't know what will. Think about being rescued from your own mistakes. There's just few things in the world that are really like that. So by being righteous, you can escape all that. That's worth shouting about. I know we don't always, but it's worth shouting about. The godly care about the rights of the poor. The wicked don't care at all. Mockers can get a whole town agitated, but the wise will calm anger. Just saying. Consider how many times this shows up. How many times does Proverbs talk about calming anger? It really does come up quite a bit, doesn't it? It's not just a passing one or two times. It's like a very, very often said thing that if you're wise, you do whatever's necessary to calm anger, to calm the situation, to be the voice of reason and calm in a situation. It is not a notion, it's a calling. And it really is. Yeah. If a wise person takes a fool to court, there'll be ranting and ridicule, but no satisfaction. The bloodthirsty hate blameless people, but the upright seek to help them. Oh, yeah, this is the one where there's a bunch of different ways to translate this. So it could be the bloodthirsty hate blameless people and they seek to kill the upright. Or the Hebrew reads, the bloodthirsty hate blameless people. As for the upright, they seek their life. So the bloodthirsty are seeking their life. Yeah, it's, yeah. But the upright seek to help them. That fits the pattern of other proverbs. You know, that in between, you know, the thing in the in between. It's like bloodthirsty, hate, blameless people, upright, seek to help them, the blameless people. I'm making gestures with my hands as if it's making any difference on the screen. One of these days, should I tell you about that? No, I'll try and remember to tell you about that later. Remembered a technology that I have that would actually make me sort of able to do that. But I haven't played with it in like 5 years. So I don't know if it's still working or if I can make that work or not, or if that would be just too much work. I don't know yet. But all right, let's move on. More important things. Verse 11. Fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly hold it back. If a ruler pays attention to liars, all his advisors will be wicked. It's kind of a reversing of what we saw the other day. The poor and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives sight to the eyes of both. It's kind of one of those judgment call kind of things that, you know, we have a lot of thoughts about various things, but ultimately God's in control of the situation and he decides it's fair. If a king judges the poor fairly, his throne will last forever. To discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. When the wicked are in authority, sin flourishes, but the godly will live to see their downfall. I was thinking that that was related because the 15 and 17 are kind of linked. So 17 says, discipline your children and they will give you peace of mind and make your heart glad. That's really odd. I think I, you know what? I think I noted that last time, didn't I? That it's just odd that you have these two things talking about discipline. And in between, just randomly, just when the wicked are in authority, sin flourishes. It's very interesting. I don't know why that is, but. When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. Words alone will not discipline a servant. The words may be understood, but they are not heeded. It's a weird translation of that one, too, I think. Huh. There's more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. A servant pampered from childhood will become a rebel. Yeah. Okay. I see that. How that would work. Not really as relevant today, but I can see that logic. An angry person starts fights. A hot-tempered person commits all kinds of sin. Pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honor. Always good to remember. Like the pride thing is something that is a constant struggle, especially in today's world, where we have pride veiled as humility, which is insane, but that's what we're starting to see, the kind of the humble brag kind of thing. It's way troublesome. If you assist a thief, you only hurt yourself. You are sworn to tell the truth, but you dare not testify. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. That's a good one. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice comes from the Lord. This has a similarity in kind of construct to, what is that, 1921? Where it's, you know the Lord's plans, but, many people, I'm butchering this like crazy. People make their plans, but I'm going to stop trying. I think you know what I'm saying. So anyway, this is justice being for the Lord. I mean, you can have worldly favor and justice, but ultimately, if it's true justice, it's coming from God, not from the person who is, you know, in charge of that, administering that. They're just the hands and feet of that, I guess you could say. The righteous despise the unjust. The wicked despise the godly. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go today. And I'll have some time after this to have new reflections like we're kind of doing these days. It seems to be working out just fine to have that at the at the end. So I'm just going to keep doing that to just kind of give you an excuse to spend a couple minutes and reflect. And so if there's any verses that stood out to you, feel free to put those in the comments. And then remember that tomorrow is the Yes. Wow. How many days are in April again, Deej? Tomorrow will be combining chapters 30 and 31. So always a fun read to go through those two at the same time, but that's what we're going to do. It just makes it less confusing. I've looked at other ways to combine during the 30-day months, but I think it's just fine to combine those two. They kind of work because they're both kind of off the usual pattern to begin with. So we'll do that. So look forward to a slightly longer episode tomorrow, but we'll make it happen. Be blessed by the best and go out and be a blessing to all the rest. Yeah. Love you guys. And we'll see you once again tomorrow. Bye now.
Wisdom calling out from high places. Standing by the gates and the doorways. Crying out to all who will listen. See truth among the crowded hallways. Riches and honor in a left hand. Peace and understanding in a right. Her path leads onward to the lost promise. Shining bright under the moonlight. You hear the voice of wisdom's song. Feel the whisper on the breeze. Turn away from foolish ways. Find the treasures of the sea. Before the ocean started flowing, crafted with the birth of creation, a light where the dark winds blowing. Seek her out in times of shadow, find her voice within the stillness, grasp her truth among the chaos, hold on tight to her boundless kindness. Sons of mortals, choose the path of life and blessing. Turn your ears to wisdom's calling, live the truth that she's professing.